Soldiers may encounter all kinds of obstacles on the battlefield. What Mary did not realize was the great challenges they face when they return home. That's why she was at first puzzled by something called the AW2 program. She soon learned why it's so important. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Mary Karstensen is today a retired Army colonel. When she was asked to help begin the Army's Wounded Warrior Program, she believed there were other government agencies already in place to help wounded soldiers.
I thought, why are we doing this? Well, I was in the job probably 3 weeks, and I said, oh my word, this is something different. This is not something where I have a sprained ankle or I have a bad back.
She had not imagined the degree of injury she would see in some of those returning home.
These are catastrophic injuries where our service members may be in one of our major medical centers for 18 months to 36 months even. Sometimes they are struggling for their lives.
Perhaps what struck Mary most was the impact those injuries had on the soldier's family.
When you're displacing families to be at the bedside, of course that's where they want to be, of their loved one. But we were finding that, you know, families were losing jobs, that they were being displaced from their homes because they were at the bedside of their service member. It was things that I didn't even understand or imagine.
The Army's Wounded Warrior Program, or AW2 for short, assists those families and the injured soldiers making their transition back home.
It's all based on our warrior ethos. And our warrior ethos includes a line that says, we will never leave a fallen comrade. And when someone would say to me, now, why are you doing this, Army? I would go to our warrior ethos. And I said, this is what we do for each other. We don't leave each other behind.
More about AW2 next time as we travel the countryside. In Arlington, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.